Chad Moyer with you here on 840 KTIC, and a Friday morning, time for our weekly market update with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. And Roy, good to have you on the air with us here again. It's Great Nebraska Tractor Ride Day here today, but we're going to take a pause from that and go ahead and discuss the markets. Has it been a little drier in your neck of the woods since we last talked?
Well, not really a whole lot drier. A little surprise yesterday morning. They weren't predicting any rain, but we got a nice, bright, sunny day, and then about 11 o'clock, here came the rain, and so we kind of got dumped on just like we have been, or like a lot of other people have been, but it didn't last very long, so, you know, hopefully people maybe got a chance to get one day of field work in. That's probably about all.
All right, let's turn our attention to the markets like we usually do here this time, Roy, and just kind of update from last week to this week. We actually had kind of a run going there in the middle of the week in the grains, huh?
It's been kind of a momentous week. You know, I've always warned people who come to my market workshops, have your trigger finger ready to go or ready to pull the trigger when you get some kind of a rally, And normally you see those rallies 1st of July or somewhere thereabouts. Well, it looks like it came in kind of early to mid-June this year because we really had a nice rally in the soybean market of about 31 cents and 15 or 16 in the corn market. So personally, I got the last of my old crop corn priced out and delivered, and pretty happy about that. Maybe took a few pennies off the market that we weren't expecting right at the time.
You said in this whole discussion, too, while there's that little bit of strength that's popped up, the basis has remained fairly firm. Tell us about some of the discussions you've had about that.
Well, the basis really is pretty encouraging. The bid that I had for the grain that I just sold yesterday was 21 under July futures, and for new crop the bid is 40 under the December futures. So there is a real advantage to playing the basis game, and people do that year after year, then pick up a few extra bucks that is not available if you're just dealing strictly in the cash market.
Well, we were talking about this before, Roy, and kind of take us back maybe 3 or 6 months, and, you know, what would we have had to have done in order to set us up for that strong basis that we could have taken advantage of right now?
Last fall, when harvest was just about over, we got a real nice run in the futures market, and the way to take advantage of that would have, the basis move there would have been to sell hitch to arrive contract or sell a futures contract, let's just say around the 1st of December, leave the basis open, and now this June, when we're trying to get the bins cleaned out, the basis is 20 cents better than it was back then, and you could have then turned around and sold the contract and locked in that basis difference and put that in your pocket.
All right. The other thing that maybe we should mention here, too, is the weather. We kind of started off with weather, but we're hearing more and more about how it is staying wet across the entire Midwest, and we're starting to hear more and more about abandoned acres, aren't we?
Well, we are, you know, and sitting here in eastern Cass County, where we haven't had the extreme rainfall that they have, even, let's say, as close as Odo County or Lancaster County, it's really hard to make a judgment call. I guess my piece of advice that I would have for people if they're looking for advice would be to not count on this excess rainfall rally to last too long. We had two really nice days earlier this week, and then to the yesterday the market was just kind of dead in the water. So it takes a real big problem with too much rainfall to get much reaction that lasts more than a day or two.
Roy, for folks that would like to get more information from you, how can they get that?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
All right. It's always good to talk to you. Thank you much. We'll talk to you again next week, okay?
I'll be here.
All right. Very good. That's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update markets every Friday morning here on KTIC, Chad Moyer reporting.